Festivals. Italians spend a somber Easter Day after quake. Thousands of people made homeless by Italy's deadliest earthquake in 30 years celebrated a somber Easter on Sunday. 6 days after the quake struck, and with the death toll now standing at 294, masses were held in makeshift chapels set up in tent cities. The Italian Prime Minister, Silvio Berlusconi, traveled to the devastated area again on Saturday. He has promised not to abandon the people affected by the quake. In the more than 30 tent cities hosting thousands of people made homeless by last Monday's 6.3 magnitude earthquake, priests offered communion wafers at makeshift altars. The mood this Easter in the Abruzzo region was somber, as many prayed for relatives and friends they lost in the quake. The 6.3 magnitude tremor, which struck at 3:32 a.m. local time, April 6, was the country's deadliest since the Irpinia quake in the south in November 1980, which killed more than 2,500 people. Aid workers distributed brightly wrapped chocolate Easter eggs to cheer up the children and their distraught families. Traditional Easter meals of lamb were organized in the camps. An Italian dove-shaped Easter cake was also handed out. Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi on Sunday declared the emergency phase over, but said it would be months before most of the people displaced would know if they can go back to their homes. L'Aquila Mayor Massimo Cialente said about 100,000 people were homeless. It was not clear if that estimate included surrounding towns. Some 10,000 to 15,000 buildings were either damaged or destroyed, officials said. Prosecutors are investigating why so many modern buildings were flattened by the quake and whether flawed construction materials were to blame. Mr. Berlusconi attended a mass for rescuers and volunteers at a police academy in L'Aquila on Easter Sunday and complimented them for their work. "In this occasion," he said, "we certainly took a step forward to make all of us feel we belong to the same country, and we can be proud of our generosity and the assistance we have provided to all these people. I believe I can speak for the whole nation when I say this and compliment you for your work." Berlusconi added that everything possible would be done to get people out of tents in the shortest possible time. The search for possible quake survivors has now ended, and officials said that no one remains officially missing. But the possibility that dead bodies may still emerge as the rubble is cleared is not being ruled out. One person died in the hospital on Sunday, raising the death toll to 294, and six victims were being buried, 2 days after a collective funeral was held for more than 200 people. More than 1,500 people have been injured, the Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi told a press conference in L'Aquila, the badly damaged capital of the Abruzzo region, close to the quake's epicenter. People prayed on Easter Sunday and tried to find comfort in religion, but the aftershocks in the region continue, and residents remain nervous. In his Easter greetings to Italians, Pope Benedict urged survivors not to lose hope. He has said he would visit the stricken area after Easter Sunday.